Corona Watch. Every hour on Radio Wave.
Media houses were invited to meet with Dr. Bernard Halfiku this morning regarding the corona lockdown. He heads up the task force for COVID-19 fighting in Namibia. And we got a chance to ask some very crucial questions, some very specific questions, and those will be answered throughout the day. But the most pressing questions that we've been getting were, when does the lockdown start? What does the lockdown entail, and what are essential services? With regards to when it starts, he admitted that there's been a lot of miscommunication, a lot of crossed wires, and a lot of misinterpreted information. And he has confirmed that the lockdown starts Friday evening midnight going into Saturday. He also said that the confusion was at the highest level of officials, and he did apologize to the public for the confusion. What does a lockdown entail? In a nutshell, only essential services will be allowed to move around and to operate their businesses. This means that if you are not listed as an essential service, you are not allowed to go to work, to open your business, premises at least. You can work from home, and your movement will be restricted. The lockdown measures are for the Kumasi region, which includes, for the purposes of this lockdown, Rehoboth and Okahanya, so that essential service workers in those towns that work in the capital can commute. It is also for the Erongo region, the lockdown. But you cannot move between the two regions. If you miss the lockdown, you will not be allowed into the region unless there is a very serious reason, a justified reason, like medical, why you should be allowed in. There will be further details on how you will be able to apply to move into or out of the region for critical or crucial reasons. And then lastly, on the question of what are essential services, the list is still being finalized. And he has said that a lot of stakeholders still need to be consulted with to finalize it. The list may also evolve as the situation evolves. But at the moment, the obvious ones are on the list. Medical and healthcare, food sales and supply chains, although for food stores, there might be very strict regulations on limits of people, for instance. Fire brigades, fuel, power, water and logistics suppliers and cleaning services are all on the list, as well as media. But a list, the official list of essential services, is still being finalized and will be published as soon as it is. Dr. Halfiku has asked the nation, even outside the Kumasi and Erongo regions, stay home, practice personal hygiene, practice common sense. The virus doesn't move. It is moved when people move. And the only way to stop it is if we stop moving. He's also made it very clear that the lockdown on the Kumasi and Erongo regions is just the first step, and that there will most likely be a nationwide lockdown too. This is Christine Fenter reporting for Future Media.
Corona Watch, at the bottom of every hour, right here on Radio Wave.